This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
Time now for Art, Space and Conversation, your backstage pass to Taranaki's most exciting emerging artist. Join Taran Utinga now as she talks to the artists who are exhibiting in our art space, thanks to the Toy Foundation. Welcome to Art, Space and Conversations.
My name is Taran, and once a month I sit down with the latest artists featured in Art Space, the ever-changing gallery tucked inside Access Radio Taranaki. Sponsored by Toy Foundation, Art Space is bursting with bold colour and fresh creations, and this podcast is your backstage pass. Today we are here with the lovely Dimphy and Arno Devan, both of whom are exhibiting at the same time in the gallery because they're married. Welcome. Lovely to have you both here.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in today in this cold, wintry weather. I wanted to ask you, firstly, a little bit about your background, because both of you moved here about 30 years ago, I understand.
I thought you were going to ask me how long we are married for now, and I think, oh gosh, I have to ask Arno that.
Well, I can't tell you when, but you can count it yourself. Mm.
So you both came over about 30 years ago?
Yeah. We came over in 96. Was more like a bit of an adventure to live in another country for a year or so, and we stuck to it, and we never went back anymore.
Wow! You must like it here then.
It's very good here, especially the room you have got here, like coming from Holland, what is just a little bit bigger than Taranaki, with 17 million people in there. So imagine to have 17 million people in Taranaki, and I know you have got a mountain here and Holland is dead flat, but it's pretty busy there.
Yes.
I think to me also it is like the extra opportunities you have here, that things that I wouldn't have done probably in the Netherlands, and which one of them probably is art as well.
Yes. Yeah. So you've been creative since you were young, is that right for both of you?
No.
Not for you. No. Ah, but it is for you, Dimphy.
I think I was primary school, so under 10, and my dad hooked me up with a lady who was lonely. And every Wednesday afternoon, like, we don't have school in the Netherlands Wednesday afternoon, so I would go there, and she would teach me oil painting, and I would keep her company.
Oh, that's lovely. And then for you, did your artistic pursuits develop more once you got to New Zealand?
I think for me it's also a way to look after myself.
Yes. Yeah.
Being creative just helps with the noise of life, basically, and to find a way to express.
Yeah. It does indeed. Mm. But you weren't artistic when you were little?
No, not at all. Huh. I started in 2016, because Dimphy took me around on the arts trial, and she had sneakingly selected some places where you could see the stone carving.
Oh, wow.
That definitely got my interest a bit, and then I joined in with Tiki Penga to give it a go, and I'm an engineer from profession, so I have got all the tools, grinders and all that sort of stuff, so that did suit me really well. And
wow, yes, and I can't believe the beautiful stone sculptures we have in our gallery come from somebody who only started that craft, 9 years ago. That's incredible.
He has always been creative, though, in a way, although he thinks he hasn't.
Mm.
So not artistic, but creative with your tools and your metalwork and woodwork.
Because I'm always doing building and all that sort of stuff.
Yes.
I did build our own house. And
didn't you?
Yeah, so
We designed it ourselves together. So we used a CAD program to design it. Yes. I was interior designer in the Netherlands.
Oh, yeah. My husband is an architect. When you're talking about AutoCAD and things, I understand.
So we designed it. We took our time to design it. And we kind of looked at what we both wanted. And he did build it literally without builders. He did build it himself.
Really? Yeah.
And just every time when I came to a new chapter of it and I got a book out, how it all had to be. And
oh my gosh, that's incredible.
Yeah. And got all signed off at the end. And it took me 5 years though to do the whole lot. But yeah, but that's with full-time work. And
my mind is absolutely blown. Tell me more about the house. What do you love about it?
Well, you know how you build a house and people often say, like, after a couple of years, they go like, oh, I wish we had done this differently. Mm. Or maybe we should have done that. And I'm still looking around, like, how many years later? 12 more?
13 years now.
And I think, like, I would still like it exactly the same as it is. We did change something from the drawing and the building, like as in we planned a garage.
Ah, yes.
And then because my mom was in the Netherlands and we knew she would come over and wouldn't be good with stairs because it's a two-story house. We decided, like, if we make a bathroom downstairs, she can use that because there was one bedroom downstairs. And why do we actually want a car inside, you know? They can be in the rain. Mm. We make an art room of that one. Yeah.
That's now our studio.
What a lovely choice.
Yeah.
And is your home filled with artwork?
There's quite a few pieces in there.
Not really other people's work,
your
though.
Work. Yeah. I love it.
We kind of left the walls empty when we moved in, and I said, I don't want to hang anything until I really know what I want to hang. Mm. So the walls were empty for a while, and you know, sometimes you feel like you don't want to hang your own stuff.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
And at some stage, I was like, actually, I do want to hang my own stuff.
Good on you.
I do like it. So why not?
Yep.
That's fantastic. And we've got some of your stuff hanging on our walls here, and it is absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
For people who are listening who may not have popped in yet, can you tell them about your work? What's out there and what mediums are you using?
Right. So I like to try everything. Mm. So I don't think there's an oil painting out there, but there's some acrylic paintings out there. Some acrylic paintings are figurative in a way, but a bit more abstract figurative. There is one, of course, a painting of the mountain. It's actually two paintings of the mountain. There one is with fluid painting as a base and then painted on top with different media. There is print works there. So I do printmaking, which could be lino prints, woodcuts. One is done with a chainsaw.
Yes, which is very cool.
Yeah. And there is pottery, like ceramics as well, and stone carving and the side. But that's more your department.
Yeah. So, yeah, I use the andesite. We have got plenty of that here. Comes all rolling slowly down from the mountain.
It does indeed. And you've got a beautiful finish on your pieces out there. It's my husband's favourite. He definitely wants that at home.
Yeah. No, I do treat my carving a bit like the engineering. I measure a lot and I'm not so good in really organic forms, but I try to, I made a couple of chairs. One of them is at the foreshore, close to the wind wand.
Ah, yes, and that's your work.
Yeah.
Oh, well done.
Mm.
And yeah, that's the sort of work that I like to make.
Oh, that's really cool.
He needs to measure and he needs to have a purpose and he makes something that's really planned out.
And you're the exact opposite.
I'm exactly the other way around.
Opposites attract.
Yeah. I start with a idea and then I just let it flow. Yeah.
That's amazing.
At home in the garden, I've got a windmill. That's the veins are from steel, but where they are sitting in is carved from stone. And
oh my gosh!
And that really works well. In the beginning, I was afraid when you would get a storm that maybe the whole thing would fall apart, because the stone has to support all the forces on it, because it is a vertical windmill, it always goes wherever the wind comes from.
It's not like the Dutch windmills.
No, because with a normal windmill, you have to always turn them into the wind to make them work. But with a vertical one, it doesn't matter where the wind comes from, they always work.
I can see you're using a lot of your engineering brain and your sculpture.
Yeah, definitely. But also in supporting Dimfy's art stuff.
Yes, yeah. Because I remember, Dimfy, the first time I heard of you was many, many years ago when you were having workshops creating the black sculptures of the woman.
Yeah.
The beautiful. And as I understand it, you made the frames for those, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yes.
Actually, that was funny, because in that time I had just had surgery on my shoulder.
Oh.
So to make those frames, I made a whole heap of jigs to bend them through, all with one arm.
Wow, that's devotion. He really loves you.
He does. And when I need something, when I'm making something, I say, oh, I could really use this or that. He's like, oh, I wonder if I can make that. And then he would come back and say, like, hey, how about if I make it like this? And I said, yep, that works. So the frames was something that became a big thing. And our youngest at some stage had to earn back money for a computer that he did buy. And it was like, right, you can make 200 frames and earn back your computer. And that worked really well. But he also made my printmaking press. He made a press.
No way.
Yeah.
Totally from scratch.
How? Another book?
No.
She gave me some photos from, because I didn't know anything about printing presses, so she gave me a whole heap of photos from how a printing press looked like, and then I made a design of it that I could make with my own machines, and so.
Wow, I feel like you and my husband need to be friends, because I'd really like a printing press at my house too.
He made three and we sold two. Two smaller ones, and then I was like, does it matter if I go a bit bigger or a bit bigger and a bit bigger? So he made me quite a big one. Had to be brought in with a tractor.
Wow.
Because your one fits A1, I think.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah. It's a big one.
That's amazing. So it really is a team effort. All of those pieces of artwork, even though they might be your artwork or your artwork, they're actually team artwork, aren't they?
Yeah, a lot of things they are.
Yes, even with your pieces, hey, when you say like, hey, I'm thinking about this or that, and then I say, how about you do it like this or that? And we go like, oh, that might work as well. So we often talk about options and other ways of doing it. And
lovely collaboration.
Yeah, it's really nice.
And do you work at the same time and in the same space?
Well, sometimes with the carving, because when we go to the club in here then we have both carving there. And But we also made a whole setup at home that we can do the carving at home.
My gosh.
I made a big trailer that I can lift the big rocks with. Can lift 2 tons of rocks. And
wow.
So.
That's what I mean. He is creative. Even when he's not doing art, he finds ways to make life easy, basically.
Yeah, and that's really important, especially when you're dealing with rocks that big. Or needing thousands of frames for artworks.
Because we got when we had that set up made, we ordered a truckload of rocks, so we got basically 20 tons of rocks dumped into our paddock. But I had nothing to lift them with, so I had to make something. So I made a trailer without an axle in the middle, so you can drive it around the rock, and then with a chain block you can lift the rocks.
That's amazing.
Yeah, works really well.
That's really good.
Yeah.
And do you have it? You've got a studio at home, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And how often are you in there?
I try to be in there on a regular basis. Mm. Sometimes I have, you know, when he goes to bed at 10 or 10:30 roughly, and I'm planning to go to bed, I might walk past my studio. And I won't say more about that one. But yeah, I might get stuck in there. Because there's always, then you see something and it's like, oh, I can quickly do a little bit of this. Because, yeah, with the printmaking, with also giving the workshops, it's sometimes trying things out or preparing things. And yeah, I just love to play, really.
Yeah.
It's just play.
Play is just as important for adults as it is for children.
Yep.
When you play with so many different forms and so many different mediums, do you have ones that suit specific feelings or intentions?
Yeah.
Do you have a favourite?
When my mum was sick in the Netherlands, and I needed an outlet.
Yeah.
And I was basically grieving. Mm. I needed clay in my hands without a plan, but just building up.
Yeah.
That really helped me through a difficult time.
Mm.
Yeah. When I want to just do something and I don't have a lot of time, printmaking, if I go to the jelly print, will be nice, quick and easy ones to just have a quick play and lift the mood or just feel good about it. Paint takes a little bit longer, but basically time and mood related, as you said.
Wow, that's so interesting. And do you find yourself gravitating towards one medium the most?
It goes really in waves.
Yeah, because for a while you were really into the ceramics.
Because
now we're more into printing again, so.
I think with the pottery, because I'm a member of the pottery club in New Plymouth
Wonderful place. Really good place to do lessons as well.
Yeah, so I went to the lessons a while back, and I haven't done the wheel, so I only do hand building. But then I booked the kiln, because if I book the kiln, I have to produce.
Oh, that's clever.
And then I booked a big kiln. Because my big statues.
Oh, that's really clever. Maybe that was always my mistake. The kiln.
Yeah. That worked.
That helps.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the same, I think, with the printmaking. And like, I booked the art space here.
Ah.
So that kind of gives you that extra boost of you have to produce.
The pressure of a deadline.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why I used to be a journalist at Stuff, and that's why it worked for me. It was that daily pressure of a deadline.
Yeah.
You've got to do something because the paper's going to print.
Yeah.
You've got no choice.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
that worked for me. That I need something to work towards.
Mm.
Yeah. The same now with the printmaking workshops, because I got the funding for bringing printmaking to rural areas. So now I have been given funding by Creative Communities.
You have, yes. And congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. And it's really excited because it's the first time I actually applied for money anywhere.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Oh, well done.
It was all new. But now I have to start planning. So now there's a deadline, right?
Mm.
So I need to bring it out to the rural communities.
Yes. Well, just dropping in there that I live in Waikato.
Oh, yeah.
And we're considered rural.
Yeah.
Wow. And there's some nice art spaces for workshops out in Waikato. So just putting that out there.
Well, we'll talk about it soon later then. Sounds good.
Now, you have over the years done many workshops, haven't you?
I love giving workshops. I love sharing the joy of creating. And I also love the idea of letting people know that everyone is creative, because often that gets killed in childhood.
It does, yes.
Not on purpose,
yep.
But just in well, in life, basically. And to me, it's like, you know, bringing that back to people and then seeing that change in those people and getting the feedback, that really drives me.
Yeah, I totally understand that. I've done like lessons or workshops kind of in like clusters over time, and it's always, I always seek them out if something's hard in my life and I need a space where I can just go and just be me and just make something with no expectation and just do something that's creative. So I always find myself, that's my like art therapy, I guess.
It's good.
And that, so I have a 5-year-old, and for him it's really important for me that he is creative, that it never gets like stomped out of him as a child, because as an adult or a teenager and an adult, he will face harder times in his life because everyone does. And so having this in his toolbox of things to be able to draw on is really important.
It helps with self-esteem and self-belief and just that you know, loving yourself as well. And I think in the beginning, we went to markets because I didn't know how to basically get out there. And I never wanted to sell anything because I just wanted people to come to a workshop and feel that feeling. So that was my main aim then. And it was this one lady who came and she said, I want to buy one of your statues. And I said, I think it would be really cool if you could make one. She said, but I've got one at home and it needs a mate. And I said, she said, I really like that one. I said, I want you to go home and think about it. Yes. And I said, I'm such a bad salesperson. And then and then the lady came back and she called me. She said, I thought about it and I want to give it a go. I said, cool. So she came, and in the morning, I couldn't read her face if she was like concentrating or just not quite happy. Yeah. You know, that kind of... Yeah, it was a bit scary.
Pushed her into it.
Yeah, exactly. And I think not everyone wants to make the thing. Some people just want to buy it. But anyway, halfway we started with the fabric hardener, and she started dressing up this black figurine, and you could just see her whole face changing over the afternoon. And she went home, and I got a few hugs, and she was so proud of herself, and she came back for more.
And then she brought all her colleagues too, right?
She brought her colleagues in, and she said, I'll bring my figurine everywhere I go. When I go to the cafe, my figurine is coming. I put it in the middle of the table. I'm very proud of making this.
Oh, I think that's lovely. And so that's become like a core memory of her life now.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, I think
so. That's really a cool story.
That is a cool story. Because, it's nice to buy art, but it's so much like more fulfilling to make it.
And I see that that's not for everyone either, and that's fine. But at that stage, for me, art was just like what you said before, a therapy.
Yeah,
like a way to come back to your own inner child, basically. But then it's just I love it.
And it's also with art, we try not to focus too much on the end product, but on the process.
Absolutely.
That's for us very important, just to enjoy, set yourself a bit of a guideline what you're going to make. And because like those triangles, you start with that, but you have no idea if you can pull it off, because you have to approach a stone from all sorts of sides to make room for your grinder to get the next piece out. And
that's amazing.
You just don't know if it will will succeed with it.
There may be a crack in there, you know.
Yes, that is true. Yes, and it's a lot of effort to put in for a. We don't know if it'll work, isn't it?
Oh, because definitely. But
it's a stone that you're carving down.
But it's the process.
Yeah.
Yes, really.
It is just You get a bit of an idea in your head, and then just try to get it done. And
oh, gosh, it's amazing. That's really cool. So, you've got your joint exhibition here at the moment. What are your plans for things coming up? You've got some more sculptures on the horizon?
I did start another chair at home.
Oh, did you?
But I haven't progressed that much with it yet.
Hey, it's winter. You need to be inside by the fire.
He needs to make me pottery sheds, you know.
That is my dream. The lady down the road from us, put up a pottery shed, and I was just sitting, in my dining room looking at my husband being like, see, she's got a pottery shed.
Yeah. So we will get there. But that takes away from his artwork.
Yes.
Now we have got beside my workshop a big sea container, and I'm going to convert that into a pottery shed.
Oh wow! So there are actual plans. Will you build this one by hand?
Pretty much.
That's amazing. We'll have to come out and do a tour one day, I think.
Yeah. Come and play.
I like that very much.
You can choose which art form.
Yes.
Come and play.
Oh, that sounds like a weekend retreat. Candy for adults.
Play center.
Play center for adults. Oh my gosh. Yeah. You're speaking to my inner child.
Yeah.
But that's also a bit of an idea in the future, that we actually say 2 or 3 times a month that we open up our place, that people can come in and enjoy the art. And
no obligations, just come and have a look around, ask any questions you want about any of the art forms that are here, and if you want to have a go or see how something works, we can have a look at that if that's possible.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, that's in the planning.
That sounds really, really good, especially for people like me who are also like you and like to try lots of different things. And for me, I don't have one specialty. I know a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and sometimes it all merges together, and at the end of the day, it makes me happy. So going to a playground like yours, an arts playground like yours, would be a highlight of my year, I think.
Yeah, and I think the thing that we find the hardest with that is we live rural.
Yes.
So we live 20 minutes out of Inglewood, 20 minutes out of Stratford. So that will be the biggest barrier for people. But, you know, we'll make you a coffee and we might even bake you some bakies or something.
Yeah, sold. I'll be there. Bells on. Now, for people who might want to know more about you or know more about your artwork, I understand you've got a website and some social media pages.
Yeah, I'm not super active on those, but we do have a website, which is dimphydevaan.com, so dimphydevaan.com. And on social media, you just look up dimphydevaan, and there will be 2 places. I may merge them in the future because I don't know why you need a personal one and a business one.
Yes, yeah.
But yeah, I try to put little bits up there, but I have not really done that.
So if people want to know about your workshops, head to your website.
Yeah, or send me an email at dimphydevaan.com, or send me a text message. 0276-346-749.
Perfect. Look at that. Hopefully you're not going to have a bunch of weirdos messaging you at 2 o'clock in the morning.
That's all right. It's on silent at night. Anytime.
Yeah, and I just piggyback on her website.
Awesome.
Because I'm not on social media or anything at all myself. So
there's a page dedicated to this artwork.
Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. Well, the beautiful stone sculptures are on the website. If you need to have a look.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to finish up today with a question I'm going to ask every artist on this podcast, and that is, what does art or creativity mean to you?
What does art or creativity mean to me?
Yeah, mean to you, mean to your life.
To me, it's a necessity of life.
Mm.
I have times that I feel stressed, and I may say, I need to create. I need to grab something in my hands to do. It's for me, it's not about, I love hanging my stuff out nowadays and having it on the walls and seeing it. But my main aim is really the doing and, the headspace.
Yeah, I love that. I relate to that so much. Thank you for sharing that. I think that makes people feel more confident in being able to say that themselves too.
Yeah, for me, it's not really a necessity, but I just like to do it and set myself challenges in what I can make, and because like there's so many other things that I do too. So, but yeah, it's more the challenge. Because a rock is just a piece of stone, and then see what can I make for special thing out of that. And
yeah, that, it's something lasting, eh? Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Always be there.
Yeah, that will never wear out.
Yeah. Fascinating. Thank you both so much for coming in today. I've really, really enjoyed our conversation. As I say, this was the first one of this new podcast, and I'm very blessed to have shared it with both of you. For people who want to come along and see your work, please head to Art Space, the ever-changing little gallery inside Access Radio Taranaki. You are both here until the end of the month, and then all of the artwork's coming to my house.
For another month? You could try it out on your walls.
We could.
Yeah.
So Art Space in Conversation is your podcast with a backstage pass to our beautiful in-house gallery, kindly sponsored by Toy Foundation. For more local content, you can visit accessradiotaranaki.com or check out the website for Dimphy and for Arno. And until next time, stay creative, Taranaki.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.